Hey, this is Kaylee Moore.
And this is Paul Jarvis.
And welcome to the Creative Class Podcast.
A podcast for freelancers.
Woohoo!
Yay!
Yay!
We'd like to thank our sponsor and friends at FreshBooks, purveyors of fine cloud-based accounting software.
FreshBooks is offering a 30-day unrestricted free trial to all of our listeners.
Yay! So check them out at freshbooks.com/cc and enter Creative Class in the How Did You Hear About Us section. So you were just featured on the Jennifer blog, and Jennifer is a clothing line that makes really nice hoodies and I think a whole bunch of other stuff. But you were just written about on their blog about women and freelancing.
Right.
So I'd like you to talk a little bit about that before we get into our lively discussion on this topic.
Yeah, so that was a unique opportunity to kind of talk about my experience over the past 4 years, what it's been like as a woman working in kind of the tech world, because that's where most of my clients fall. I work with a lot of software companies. I work with a lot of e-commerce platforms and places like that. And so that's kind of the world that I've been immersed in for the past, 4 years. And I just wanted to share a little bit of the statistics and the conversations that I have with other women who do similar work in that setting. And it's pretty interesting. I mean, if you look at some of the statistics on this, women in tech are paid about 18% less across the board. At conferences, men hold about 63% of stage time, so that's 37% that women get. And then you have these stories like the sexual harassment cases at Uber and the document that went around at Google. And, there's a million stories that have come out this year, and I'm sure there are a lot that are untold. And so I just kind of wanted to talk about my experience working in this world. And I have to say that this is not a conversation for me about how it's so hard for women and men have it so great and anti-men. This for me is just a conversation that sheds some light on a reality of this industry and this niche that it is a little bit tougher for women still, and it's not an equal playing field, and we have some work to do. And there are things that I'm doing personally to kind of work against that and to help other women that I know are working in this field. And I can talk about that a little bit later. But yeah, I just think that that's really interesting that, we're close. I think 63%, that's only 13% off from 50% equal stage time. And 18%, that's leaps and bounds better than probably it was in the past, but it's not equal. And I think that that's where the conversation begins. There's still not a fair, even playing field for men and women in the tech industry specifically.
Yeah. And I think I'm glad that we're talking about this. And it is obviously like difficult to talk about, especially since like I'm a guy. Like, honestly, like it's hard because, and I brought this up with a bunch of other guys the other week about talking about this disparity between the genders in freelancing and in tech. And these aren't like the broiest dudes that there are on the planet. And I was like, well, why aren't we talking about this? Cause like, I was just genuinely curious. Like, and the main thing was that they're like, oh, I don't want to say the wrong thing. Like, I don't want to offend people. And I think like dudes need to kind of get over that a little bit, right? Because I think that this definitely is a conversation that needs to be had. And even if it is a little bit awkward, I think that it's still something that's really important because like, it sucks.
It does.
Like, it doesn't make any sense. There's a website with a clock where you can see like, because women get paid less than men, especially in tech. And there's a clock that says like, women should check out of work at this time because they're not getting paid for the extra time. Mm-hmm. And it just really draws this is ridiculous that this is happening. But I do think, so what I think is interesting here is that tech is all about disruption. Mm-hmm. Right? Like that's the bit like, oh, disrupting everything, like Uber's disrupting everything and every company is disrupting everything. But I think it's not disrupting the fact that there is still like this inherent gender bias in jobs. And it doesn't, it doesn't make sense. And I think something obviously needs to happen here.
I agree. And I have talked to so many women who are freelancers who, if they're fellow writers, then they've talked to their men counterparts who work with similar clients or even the same clients. and they find that they have less edits that they're asked to do, or they're paid more right off the bat. You know, if you had to compare this man and this woman who are doing the same type of work, the quality is at the same level for the same type of client, the woman almost always gets paid less and they get asked to do more for free too. So I've had that happen to me as well, where somebody will say, well, why don't you just throw that in? Or why don't you just knock 20% off of that quote you sent over to me? And I know that that's something that probably happens across the board. That's not just because I'm a woman, but even just speaking opportunities. I mean, there are a lot of places where I think women have interesting and important insights to share, but they don't get the chance to do that because it is still, I mean, the balance is still off. And so there are things that we can all do to fix that and to take steps toward fixing that. And I think having this conversation is a really nice starting place.
Yeah. And it's funny because, like, I've talked to my wife, Lisa, who obviously is not in tech, but, like, I've told her when we've had conversations about, and it's funny because, like, we've had conversations about being assertive. Mm-hmm. And I, like, obviously, like, I acknowledge the fact that I could work just as hard as other people who are different than me and get more out, get more results just because I'm a white dude, I'm a straight dude, I'm a dude in a first world country. And when I have conversations with Lisa about things like assertiveness, she's like, that totally would work for you. And it's totally cool that you're assertive. But she's like, if I was the same kind of assertive, I would be called a mm-hmm. bitch. And it's like, it's just so frustrating to me.
It is frustrating. And I think that happens all the time. I think it's been happening for years. But, you know, I think there's a real opportunity, especially in the freelance community, for women to help each other and for men to help women too, to open the door for new opportunities, to say, hey, you know, point at women who are really smart and who are doing really great work and say, hey, you know, this person should be speaking at this conference, or even just sharing the work, like on social media, or introducing them for opportunities when jobs open up. I think the more that we can do those types of things, I think that that's what's truly going to make a difference. I mean, talking about it is great. It's kind of the first step in the equation, but I think action is really what makes the difference. And doing those types of things is a step in the right direction.
Totally agree. So thinking about things like, if somebody is like, oh, do you know a freelancer, or like somebody for a guest on a podcast? I always just try to recommend women, because, like, I look at the shows that I'm on, or I look at the, like, the freelancing work. And, like, I know so many women developers and, like, WordPress developers. And, like, I look at the work that they get versus the work that, like, the dudes get. I'm like, this is just silly. Like, mm-hmm. this just doesn't need to happen. And I think a lot of times people, and I've heard this before as well, is like, oh, well, this isn't like, I don't want to be like, I don't want to be like associated with feminists, or like, all feminists hate men. I don't know, like, maybe it's just me, but, like, I've never experienced that. Like, even so, at the last Women's March that I was at, three women came up to me and were like, thanks for being here. Like, I appreciate you coming out and supporting mm-hmm. us. And I'm like, whatever. I care about this stuff. So, like, I don't feel that feminism is as divisive as some people think that it is. I think it's pretty inclusive, or for the most part, it can be inclusive. And I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, because, like, I don't want to be like, I'm the dude explaining feminism. No. Like, that's just not a place that I want to be. But, like, to me, at least, as a guy, it feels like feminism is just about kind of raising the bar for everybody.
That's 100% true. I think that when it comes to internet communities, when it comes to startups, when it comes to a lot of different businesses, it can be fairly clicky. And that doesn't mean it's groups of exclusively just men, or it's just groups of people who work within a specific industry. The problem comes when there's not any diversity to those groups, and there's only one type of person, or one race of person, or one gender of person, or people get left out completely because of who they are and you know, how they identify for themselves. And it's not okay. So we need to find ways to invite more different types of people into our groups, and to stop being so exclusive in our little tight-knit communities that we create.
So you're racing against the clock to try to wrap up three different projects. You're prepping for a meeting later in the afternoon, and all of this is happening while you're trying to tackle a mountain of paperwork. Welcome to life as a freelancer.
Challenging? You betcha. But our friends at FreshBooks believe the rewards are so worth it.
The all-new FreshBooks is not only ridiculously easy to use, it's also packed full of features like being able to create and send professional-looking invoices in less than 30 seconds,
setting up online payments with just a couple of clicks, and getting paid up to 4 days faster,
and being able to see when your client has looked at your invoice and put an end to the guessing game.
FreshBooks is offering a 30-day unrestricted free trial to all of our beautiful listeners. To claim it, go to freshbooks.com/cc and enter creative class in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Yeah, I don't think there's any downside to that. Like I honestly, like, not being some altruistic hippie, but like, it seems like things are more interesting when there's a variety of different voices and different stories and different perspectives.
For sure.
Like, it just makes everything more interesting. And it's kind of, I want to touch on what you just said about like inclusivity and that in the VC world and venture capital, because I was talking to somebody the other day about, because venture capital is like, you basically have to be an introverted, antisocial white dude who's dropped out of like an Ivy League university to get venture capital. And it's one of these things, like I was talking to somebody much smarter than me about this, and they were saying that like, it just kind of was this like confirmation bias. Like in the beginning, VC companies backed a bunch of nerdy white dudes, and it kind of paid off, like with the Zucks and like the, what's his name, Bill Gates and those kind of people. And it just kind of paid off. So instead of thinking like, okay, these are the things that these people did well, they were just looking at the surface like, oh, these people just all happen to be like nerdy white dudes. Mm-hmm. So the idea for like getting a good return on investment for VC money is to just back like nerdy white dudes. And like it doesn't make sense. And it's funny too, because like I've talked to freelancers for like so long, because I've done this for so long. And I found that a lot of women get into freelancing because they don't like the way that the corporate world is working, or they don't like the like inherent gender bias of like corporate hierarchy. So they're like, you know what? Peace out. I'm just going to do this on my own. And I think that one, that's really awesome. And two, I think that kind of opens up the, like, you can kind of create the business that you want when you're a freelancer. So I think that, and you don't have to put up with other people's shit as much. Like, I think sometimes that does happen, but like, yeah, I think, so can you talk to me about like freelancing in specific? Because I know that there are things like women communities for freelancers springing up and that kind of thing. So can you talk to me about that?
Yeah. So one of the things that I've noticed is that there are more online communities forming, and I formed a mastermind group myself of women who work in a similar industry or with similar types of clients on similar types of work. And they're coming together and they're finding ways to do those things that we talked about, like open doors and introduce them for different opportunities. And they're kind of doing it on their own. They're like, well, if nobody else is going to do this for us, you know, we're going to form one of our own and do what we can to help each other out and to give each other a leg up. And I think that's fantastic. And that's one of the goals of the mastermind group that I started, was to bring these really smart women together and to help them find more relevant opportunities that help them advance their career. I mean, self included, but to just open more doors and create more opportunities for women who are kind of struggling right now to get those opportunities, whether it's to speak or to apply for a job or to be part of a panel, whatever it may be. We need these women voices included in the conversations that are happening in public spaces. And so these communities are kind of a stepping stone for that, I think. And I'm seeing them pop up, like whether they're Slack groups or Facebook groups or Twitter chats. I've seen a couple who are hosting kind of live webinars where they're just teaching what they know for free. I love that. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I love that things are moving in that direction, and I hope that trend continues.
Yeah. And I think it's difficult to be the first to do something, but I think it's so important, because I think a lot of times, like, we look for examples in order to say like, okay, this is something that I can do. Right. Like, and that's just like how our brains as human beings work. So like, when there's more women speakers, then more women can see like, hey, I can, Like, this is something I, even with, like, my wife is a firefighter. Mm-hmm. And, like, whenever they're doing an event, like, in the community, she gets a bunch of little girls being like, I didn't know I could be a fireman. Because it's like gender specificity is so ingrained right. in that job that it's like the term that a lot of people use is fireman instead of like firefighter. Mm-hmm. Firefighter, I think, actually sounds a lot cooler.
It does.
But so I think that the more time, like the more that that people are kind of like trailblazing, the more that I think it'll amplify and like grow that much quicker. Like I just look at people like Marie Forleo or Danielle Laporte. Mm-hmm. Who in the beginning, like nobody, it's so dumb, like nobody was teaching business like to women specifically. Mm-hmm. And like, there's a lot of women in the world who are running businesses or want to run businesses. And like, by focusing on that, by being specific with their niche, which is like another thing from freelancing, right? They like were able to just like do so well for themselves and be so smart in the way that they like strategize their business and being like, okay, well, nobody's teaching this. Mm-hmm. Like maybe I could do that. And like, obviously now they do like ridiculously well, which is super awesome. But I think that there's always like, there's a place for that. And there's a way to kind of like, I think, or at least I hope that things can kind of grow exponentially from what's happened. Like the small steps forward now, I think, can have like bigger ripples as more and more people are like seen.
I do too. I think that that's true. I think there's still a lot of work to be done, but
oh yeah.
I mean, I know that things are a lot better than they used to be, but my feeling is, you know, 63-37 is not 50-50. And so mm-hmm. saying that it's good enough, that's very frustrating to me. And so I think that continuing to take steps toward helping other women and to, like you said, creating those examples for other women to follow, that's what we have to do. And in freelancing, it's hard across the board when you're getting started, whether you're a man or a woman or, you know, however you identify. So I think that we have to just help each other. I think that that's the biggest lesson I take from all this and from all of my experiences that I've had, you know, so far in my still fairly young career, is that we have to help each other and introducing other people for opportunities and not being so, I mean, sometimes it feels like there's not enough work in the world for all the freelancers to fairly have enough to, you know, pay their bills and stuff. And so we get kind of competitive and we get kind of catty over seeing other people be successful. But the more we can help each other and the more we can make referrals and make introductions and open doors for other people, that's a good reflection of you. And that's ultimately going to help your business too. So I think that that's just kind of the big takeaway for me from this whole conversation.
Mm-hmm. So is that what you would tell, like if a guy like me said like, well, what can I do to help work at fixing this like disparity in the genders and like pay and speaking and that, is that what you would say?
Yeah, just treat people equally and create more chances for equal opportunities. So if you're going to refer somebody for a job, do both a man and a woman. And if you're looking at, if you're on the paying side of the equation, if you're the client and you have a male and a female freelancer who are both working for you and are doing the same type of work and the quality is the same, pay them the same. You know, don't pay one more than the other just purely because one's a man and one's a woman. That just seems like a common sense thing, but it doesn't always happen. So yeah, just try to make it fair in whatever way you can.
Yeah. And I think the other thing too is that, especially for me, it's like I feel like, oh yeah, I'm feminist or like I care about equal rights and that. And it's like, I have to check myself sometimes. Like, is this decision that I'm making or whatever it is that I'm doing, is this really like lining up with that? And I think a lot of times, like we might have like good intentions, but sometimes our actions don't pay, they only pay lip service to like what we've said or what we think we feel. Mm-hmm. And so I think that it's really important to just kind of think about that and to like check in on that, especially for me. Like I always want to check in on that because I'm like, shit, am I actually like doing this? Am I like living this? Am I doing the things that I feel are the right thing to do? Like, does that make sense? And sometimes it's not, and it sucks. Mm-hmm. But then it's a chance to like, okay, well, what can I do to fix this situation? And I know that obviously like very much not perfect, but like I just try to do the best I can. Even in this conversation, like I don't know if I hopefully not said like the wrong thing about any of this. And I kind of feel like I'm just saying what's on my mind and trying to be honest, which is what I can do. But like, I also, yeah, I just think that we just need to check in on ourselves with things that we think we don't do. Like, everybody's like, oh, I'm not a racist or I'm not sexist. But it's like, if you think about it, like maybe there are some things that you're doing that kind of reflect those things that you don't want to be reflected. And that's an opportunity to like work on those things.
Yep. That's all we can do is to try to hold ourselves accountable. And like you said, nobody's perfect. So we're all going to mess up from time to time. And as long as we're working towards generally, you know, being better people and making better, more equal decisions and being fair to people, I think that's all you can try to do. I mean, there are other things you can do. You can get involved with causes. You can donate money. You can do lots of different things. But at a very, very basic level, that's where it begins.
Anything else you wanted to add on this?
No, I think I love that we had this conversation because
me too.
It's not one that I hear very often. This isn't something that a lot of people are talking about. We see the news stories. We see the things that pop up. But then the conversation kind of dies down. And that's where I get nervous is that, you know, it's like you said, we all have to kind of check in on ourselves. And when we don't have these conversations, that's when it becomes more easy to fall into bad habits. So this is good. I'm glad we're discussing.
Cool. Well, yeah.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the podcast.
Don't forget to leave us the ratings and the reviews on iTunes.
And be sure to check out our course, The Creative Class. You can find it at creativeclass.co.